Five ways entrepreneurs can access money. Money makes the world go round. Do you believe this? Well, whether you believe it or not, the truth is money makes your business go round. In fact, money is the oil that keeps the engine running, or from my environmentalist, money is the wave that keeps your business flowing. However, with the 2020 pandemic, many entrepreneurs and small businesses have struggled financially for many different reasons, but lack of cash flow is the number one. But this doesn't need to be happening. There are countless funding opportunities from grants to loans, all available for new and growing entrepreneurs. They are out there, everywhere, but not many people know where to look or know to even look at all. It's almost like scholarships for schools. There are so many scholarships available, but not many people know of them, and therefore they end up not being dispersed, or they get dispersed to whomever applies so they can get rid of the funding. Crazy, right? Well, I'm tired of seeing entrepreneurs and small medium businesses close their businesses due to lack of funding. I'm tired of seeing people struggle because of this pandemic. Therefore, after much research, I have created a list of 40 available funding opportunities for entrepreneurs and small business owners in the idea, seed, or growth stage of their businesses. The list contains some opportunities for US residents and Canadian residents. Sorry to my readers from other countries. If you would like for me to create an international list of funding opportunities, then let me know in the comments. Now, with that being said, let's get into the five different ways entrepreneurs can access money. Number one, family and friends. Now, this one is pretty obvious. Not many of you have this option available, but if you do, ask your family and friends for support. However, treat it like a business transaction. If you get funding from your family and friends, treat it like an investment or a loan, depending on your overall agreement, of course. Don't get carried away though. Being one of those people who constantly take and borrow from loved ones but are not mindful of their return on investment. Just because they're your family and friends doesn't mean you should take advantage. But again, if you have access to this, take advantage, but in a positive way. Number two, loans. Another obvious one, but I wanted to share something important about loans. If you're thinking of taking out a loan, please make sure that you have a plan already in place to pay it back. For example, if you're taking out a $10,000 loan, make sure you know exactly what you're going to do with the money and how you'll be able to not only pay it back, but make it back. Another example is if I were to take out a $10,000 loan for an apparel line, I would make sure that there's a strategy in place to make back the $10,000 through revenue. Number three, grants. Now this one is not so obvious and it's a huge bummer. There are countless grants available around the world for the business and entrepreneurship industry. And every year, many entrepreneurs go by without knowing how much free funding they can actually access. Grants are great because unlike loans, you don't have to pay them back. Sometimes, however, you'll have a set of obligations to meet for the funding you receive, but overall, it's still great because, again, it's free money that you won't need to pay back. Grant money can be used for many different things, depending on the grant you're applying for, like hiring staff, purchasing new equipment, increasing inventory, etc. Number four, incubators and accelerators. These are my favorite because not only do you get an opportunity to access funding, you also get the opportunity to receive education, mentorship, and guidance on how to build a business. Most incubators and accelerators are program-based, offering weekly or daily workshops to participants, teaching them how to start or grow a business. And then in the end, you'll most likely receive a certificate or award for completing the program. This option is definitely awesome for new entrepreneurs. Number five, government funding. Now, I know what you're thinking. The government, really? But the answer is yes, really. Canadian and the American government offer funding opportunities for businesses. Usually their eligibility is more complex, but if you check your government website and spend some time researching, you'll find funding opportunities and funding incentives for different kinds of businesses. Take the CRA website, for example. You can search for funding opportunities on the site and tailor the search based on some details of your business. Number six, or bonus, self-funding. This one sometimes goes over many heads, but another great option is to actually fund your own business yourself until it begins making some real profits. You can do this by sticking with a job, using your savings, investing in forex or stocks, or even adding on another side hustle. Whatever works for you. And speaking of what works for you, please understand that not all of these options are meant for you or your business. Know where you stand right now and what makes the most sense for you and your business. There are many successful entrepreneurs who have used all of these options to fund their businesses, so it doesn't matter which route you take, just as long as you have a plan to make your money work for you and not the other way around. Don't forget to grab your list of the 40 available funding opportunities for entrepreneurs and small businesses. The link is provided in the description and also on my website. Thank you for listening. Brooke Wright.